Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Today's show topic is DNA, personal health for life. In today's world, scientists have much clearer idea of how our DNA works. Through DNA testing, it is possible to identify how genetics impact one's health. Your DNA holds the secrets to achieving the healthy lifestyle you have always wanted. Using just a simple mouth swab, genetic testing analyzes your DNA to discover information about your nutritional and wellness needs and develop a personalized action plan. DNA testing can provide answers to everyday questions such as, what diet is best for you? What is your ideal fitness plan? Or what supplements should you be taking? The genetic report includes a personalized and complex diagram of one's current health and wellness, covering a wide range of factors and evidence-based recommendations that are individual to each person. Today, my guests are Vicky and Kate, co-founders of DNA Pal. DNA Pal is all about personalized health for life, providing bespoke nutritional and lifestyle guidance by analyzing an individual's genetics to provide a roadmap to support their unique health journey. Vicky, co-founder of DNA Pal, is a registered nutritional therapist. She believes in prevention being better than a cure. Kate, co-founder of DNA Pal and also registered nutritional therapist, as well as a nutrigenomics specialist, she explains that her mission is to help as many people as possible to understand their genetic blueprint. Ladies, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things. Make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Happy to have you. And officially, I want to welcome you and thank you for taking time on this long Jubilee weekend, because I know, you know, some people are not working and it's just the time out. So I would like to thank you. And welcome, welcome, welcome. We just had a little chat with Kate about the show. So I'm very excited to have you ladies, because the subject we have today is something that I absolutely have no clue about. And I would like to find out more from you. So welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you. We're
How are you,
excited
my ladies? How are you? How is life treating you? How is your business? How are you feeling? How is the long weekend coming? What your plans are?
It's a lot. So first of all, our business is based in the UK, but neither of us are physically based in the UK. So it's not a long weekend jubilee for us. Mm-hmm. We're happy to be working and carrying along. It's also the nature of startup life, really, that you don't always get to have the holidays that everybody else has, because we have to keep the wheel turning.
Ladies, before we start with your introduction, I would like to present a topic, which is DNA and personal health for life. So can you tell us a little bit more about your background, both of you, and then how did you come up with the company itself? Tell us a little bit more about yourselves.
Sure. So both of us are qualified registered nutritional therapists. We met each other in our first year of studying nutrition at the College of Naturopathic Medicine in London. We became friends. And then Vicky deferred for a year because she fell pregnant. And I carried on. And in our second and final year, there was one lecture on something called nutrigenomics, which is essentially quite a new science about the interconnection between our genes and our nutrition. It's not only nutrition, actually, it's the entire environment that our genes exist in. So that's actually your entire lifestyle, you know, where you live, how much sunlight exposure, your mental health, all of those things, including nutrition. But there's kind of a two-way interaction between how the genes can affect the way that your body reacts to that, but also how that outside environment might affect the way that your genes behave. And I was just completely fascinated. I had a light bulb moment and thought, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to specialize in. So I ended up going off after graduating and just really digging into research and looking at what was available, understanding, you know, all the different genes, what we knew, what the science was saying up to that point. And I launched my first kind of direct to practitioner product at the end of 2015. So that was DNA testing, having my own little DNA test. And then supporting that with a kind of a PDF style report that people get emailed. And that was for doctors and nutritionists and other types of therapists to really use in their clinic as a tool to understanding kind of the basic roadmap of a person's health needs, to then go on to recommend specific nutrition and supplements. And then I'll let Vicky tell you, then a few years into that, I got a call from my good friend, my good old pal, Vicky Godfrey. And Vix, I'll let you take over.
So I met Kate. She helped me loads in biomedicine because she's quite geeky and I'm the naughty one at the back that doesn't stop talking. And so Kate and I bonded really well. And so I was stood in Tesco's and I'd done a DNA test with a different provider and it was still overwhelming for me. There's so much information because it is the roadmap to how your body works, but there's a lot of information there. And I didn't feel like I understood the information very well. And I'm a trained practitioner. So I phoned Kate in Tesco's and I said, I'm standing in the fruit and veg aisle and I just want to build an app that can deliver all the food and shopping lists to the door. And so you eat for your genetics, for your DNA. And I've got the name, it's DNA Power. And we want to become the power to everybody's DNA for life. And Kate went, yeah, you pretty much went, I'm in, didn't you? I'm in.
Yeah. I love the idea of really being able to scale it. So the at that time, we didn't know how difficult it was going to be to develop an app. But the idea behind it was that then absolutely everybody would be able to have that information in their pocket at their fingertips.
Mm-hmm. And also not just leaving the PDF. What tends to happen is the PDF gets left on the desktop or your laptop or filed somewhere. or in a drawer if you've printed it off, and it never gets re-looked at. And that information is so valid at different life stages. So for a woman, you might have fertility, then you've got your perimenopause, your menopause, your postmenopause, and all that information in a genetic test is really important for those different stages. And as Kate always says, your DNA never changes, but your lifestyle does. You know, we can't avoid stress. We can't avoid perhaps traumatic things that happen in our families, you know, things like that that can cause stress. So knowing how your body breaks down the neurotransmitters and the hormones from stress is wonderful, because it means you can just put a bit more protection in. We can't get rid of the stress, but how we deal with the stress we can do, you know, or work with. So, you know, stress can really put a lot of literally stress onto the body, can't it?
And that was another, that was the beauty of, again, trying to take this information and put it more into a tech product, is that, you know, as these phones become smarter, they can track certain things about a person. So, you know, they can see how many hours a person's sleeping or isn't sleeping, how stressed they are, how much exercise they're getting. And all those things play a role. So it helps us to understand throughout a person's life, because the DNA remains static, but we're able to track the lifestyle changes. So either through actual wearables, or we have a lifestyle consult within the app that people can update. We hope, you know, as they take our advice and things improve, but also sometimes life just happens. So, you know, at some stage, as Vicky said, the stress might be worse, the sleep hours might be lower, or there might be a life stage where there's a different need, like pregnancy, for example, or going into menopause. So these are all things that we can now layer in, and that can update the advice and support that we're giving to people, which means that it really remains a PEL for life, which is what we set out to do.
Mm-hmm. So is your brand fully, like, remotely controlled on the app, on the website? Is that correct?
It will be. So the app is still currently in development. We're beta testing it at the moment with a small set of users. We do already have our DNA test up and running. So we've been selling the test and supporting it with the PDF style report for now. And then all of those people will become early adopters on our app. So yeah, as soon as the app is live and launched, then most of the support and advice will go through the app. That is the idea, effectively. And we always said, you know, in clinic, Vicky and I can only really see a handful of people a day. This is a way for us to reach vastly more people and be able to really handhold and support them, but through the app as a product.
Right. So you're both based in South Africa at the moment, correct?
No, Vicky's between.
I'm between London and Ibiza. I get the joy of spreading myself over Europe. So London for meetings and various stands and trade shows that we might do, or clinics, and then the rest of the time I'm lucky enough to live in the sunshine too, because vitamin D is very important. And my receptors from my genetic report don't work so well with the vitamin D, so I have an increased need of vitamin D. So living in a sunnier climate is going to be better for my health, because my genetics don't work so well with vitamin D. That's the excuse I'm using for living in Ibiza.
Very good one. Scientifically, medically proven.
Yes. Yes, all moved to hot countries. Yeah, leave England in the winter and come to a warmer climate in the winter.
Was the idea of this remote type of a business came after COVID? Did COVID had something to do with it, or you always had that thinking of set up something more, I would say, internationally accessible?
No, Kate had already, you'd been in London 10 years, hadn't you, Kate?
Yeah, and I really moved back to South Africa by that point. No, it was really just that we wanted to take our this specialist knowledge and expertise and really be able to reach people all over the world. And the way we saw it is the best way to do that was to put it into, you know, into a tech product.
But where we live had no bearing, because even if we'd have both been in London, we'd have been completely remote working from home. You know, all the money that we've raised from investors have gone onto the product rather than expensive swanky offices in London. You know, that wouldn't have been the most sensible way to spend the money. Putting it into the product. So we'd have worked from home regardless where our homes would have been.
Yeah, but I will say, I think COVID, because we actually started pre-COVID, but I do think that in a lot of ways, although we were already working remotely, obviously COVID really changed the landscape and people's attitudes to being able to work from anywhere, really. But also it brought into the fore, or made more acceptable, let's say, these kind of remote or digital types of products that people could actually have, like a doctor's appointment, for example, by video. And that would be acceptable. And that, you know, it's kind of moving away from those in-person, face-to-face type consultations and moving more towards more digitized, more video, more on-the-go type things that are accessible whenever people need them.
Also, I think you're semi more productive, because when I am in London, between each meeting, I have to schedule, you know, half an hour to an hour for travel time around London, or, you know, and then a bit of contingency for tubes, walking to the tube station to get to the next meeting. Whereas when you are Zooming, you are literally back to back, apart from the small toilet breaks and food breaks that you build in. So you can be a bit more productive with time from that sense as well. That's one of the things I've noticed.
Not good for getting your steps up, though.
No, it swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
So if you have a customer, someone who comes to your website or to you personally for the first time, how do you approach the subject? How do you help them? Explain the whole process for us, please.
I suppose that's me, isn't it? Customer services here. Hello. Generally, people get in touch with us after they've heard, you know, like a radio show or a podcast or an Instagram live that we might have been on, and they get in touch and they want to find out a little bit more about our packages. And we do three different packages at the moment. What before the app, once the app launches, this will change slightly. So we have a bronze, which people can be guided to, which is our general health report and covers the eight pillars of health. So it covers from stress to detox to vitamins, to foods, and much, much more. There's probably some more there as well, isn't there, Kate? Stress, detox.
Sleep, digestion.
Metabolism.
Yeah, metabolism.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Best way to train. So, and then the second package from the bronze is the silver, and that is with a female health report or a male health report. And the male or female report looks at hormones, estrogen dominance in males, you know, some prostate risk might come up, and heart health and more detox pathways, because we're looking at how the hormones detox from the body. And then if you go for the gold, that includes a one-to-one consult as well, with us or with another nutrigenomics trained nutritional therapist. So we guide them that way, really. Sometimes you're on the phone and you get to learn a lot about a person. They want to tell you a lot of information first to see if the test is right for them. We don't sell for the sake of selling. The problem is with genetic testing is it's really beneficial for everybody to do anyway, regardless of what they've got going on at the moment, because you are literally getting the roadmap to how your body works. And that is so empowering for anyone and everyone to really understand their body and take responsibility for their health.
Mm-hmm. So do you get actual description of everything, like what works for you, what doesn't work, what you should do, how you should do it? Is that really in that depth?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So we look at on both sides. Look, everybody has a mixture of strengths and weaknesses when it comes to their genes. And we use quite a straightforward traffic lighting system. So the genes that need kind of more attention where there might be a bit of risk are either kind of yellow, orange, or red. And the genes that are healthy with no variants, they show up as green. But then we'll talk around, you know, it's the old question of nature versus nurture, right? Because your genes are hugely impactful on creating or mitigating risk, but your lifestyle plays just as big a role in also creating or mitigating risk in both ways. And this is why I said earlier, the science of nutrigenomics is really looking at that two-way interaction between what your genes are saying at a very foundational level, but then also the things that you are doing, the environment that your genes live in, is either giving them the absolute best opportunity or it's really hindering you and going to start to cause poor health. And so how I usually describe it to people is you can be born with all completely green genes, which nobody is in truth, but you could have all green genes and be living a kind of lifestyle that would make those genes act as if they were red or orange, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. By the same token, you can be born with completely red or orange genes, and actually your lifestyle is so good that you're mitigating a lot of that risk. And that it's that the beauty of that space is why we do what we do, because we try to show people where the weaker areas exist and then tell them the lifestyle habits or the dietary habits that are going to do them harm, and then the diets and lifestyle habits that are really going to help.
Oh my God, sounds
fascinating. You do see it in the consult, don't you? So you might get somebody with a high impact red, you know, of a gene that you perhaps don't want to express, and you ask them in the consult and you say, you know, you ever experienced this? And they say, no, this is all perfectly fine. And you go, well, that's good. And they're generally living a good lifestyle anyway, when you speak to them and you don't see it expressing. When they are more expressing or playing a part, generally people are eating the wrong foods, doing the wrong things anyway. So you can definitely, do you find that, Kate? I can definitely see it in a consult when somebody's eating well, they have less trouble with the higher impact genes. They just say, no, that's...
Yeah. Or even if they start to follow our advice. I mean, the main thing that keeps Vicky and I going at the moment is the amount of just amazing feedback that we get from people who've been through the process, have taken our advice, have gotten onto the right type of supplements.
Yeah.
And, you know, taken just certain things perhaps out of their diet or started eating more in a certain way. And then just say, you know, I have so much more energy, or I'm sleeping well again, or just feel more balanced. It's just, it really is. That is what we do this for.
Yeah. You've changed my life. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. I've lost 5 kilos. I can't thank you enough. I feel amazing. My energy is off the scale. My hormones feel balanced for the first time. Thank you. Can't thank you enough. So yeah, getting those, messages is wonderful, isn't it, Kate? And it really is our reward at the moment.
Yeah, it keeps us going.
Yeah. My question is, if I receive those results and I look at them, would I be able to understand them at all, or do I need you ladies to explain to me what is actually happening?
So we've tried to develop the current reports in a way that you should be able to understand. One of the main things that we set out to do when we decided to develop the app was to take all this really complicated science and our clinical knowledge and experience and put that into really, really simple easy to follow daily advice. So that's one thing that we're really working hard on, making the app as relatable and easy to understand and follow as possible. And just to give advice and support to people on an everyday basis that they find really easy to follow, because it can get a bit scientific. And I think that's, we laugh a bit. That's where the DNA, we always say I'm the DNA and Vicky's the pal. But it is about finding that right balance between the credible research and the credible science, but then making that super, super simple and actionable for absolutely anybody.
Mm-hmm. So what is the personal health for life and why is it so important? You already touched up on this, talking about stress, vitamin D and so on, but if you could elaborate a little bit more.
I think from a diet perspective, to have a personalized diet of what your body needs is truly invaluable. Everybody can read a book, the blood type diet or the 5-2 diet or this diet or that diet. And most of those diets have worked really well for the author. And that's why they're writing a book, because they've had such good experience, eating in a certain way, the paleo diet, the keto diet. And generally, the authors have done really well on it. And this is why they're sharing their knowledge and their recipes. But that doesn't fit everybody. It one size does not fit all. And we know that enough now about personalized health. So to be able to give somebody, and we don't even call it a diet. We call it, in some cases, I try to get people to think of it as a lifestyle change. Because I think the word diet comes with connotation of, this is going to be hard, I'm going to be hungry, or what if I have to eat things that I don't like? It's not about that. It's with personalized health, it's about making sure that your body is getting the right nutrients to the cells that your body needs and nobody else's body. So if there's an increased need of B12 or vitamin D, or you might not convert vitamin A very well from your orange fruit and vegetables, and that has to, so you might need to supplement to help support that. It's not the conversion, is it, Kate, but to support their eyes more. Rabbits eat carrots and retinic acid and retinol is for your eyes. And if your beta carotene, I'm getting a bit deep here now for your listeners, but if you eat orange fruits, it's got, or orange vegetables, it's got beta carotene. And then some people, they can't convert it to a different form of vitamin A, which is retinic acid or retinol. So sometimes it would be beneficial for you to supplement with that type of supplement if your body can't do that conversion.
Yeah, I always say, there's certain things that are just good nutrition advice. So, there are just certain things that are healthy for everybody. But when, again, you're looking at your unique roadmap, so seeing where your strengths and weaknesses lie in your genes, there might be certain areas where one person just needs that little bit extra support to another person. And it's not just the genes. It's also understanding the kind of diet that they're currently following, particularly if people are going more plant-based. So like the example that Vicky just gave with the inability to convert beta-carotene into retinol, there are a few other examples where a plant-based diet doesn't provide those, certain types, forms or types of nutrients. And if genetically people struggle, then they would have to put in a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just those little things, those small nuances where people just might need tweaks and bits of support. And it's looking at both sides. So understanding the genetic roadmap, but also understanding the person's current diet and lifestyle, and putting those two things together to really give them the most personalized advice possible. I often say that even identical twins with the same genetic code might not get the exact same advice because their lifestyles might not be identical.
So coming back to describing the benefits of the DNA and how the personalization works for it. So how do you look at it from the very personal, on the very personal level? How does that work? Do you need a little interview with them, what their life look like, what the schedule is like, what do they eat, or can you already see it by having the results?
So no, there are two quite different data sets. So on the one hand, we capture over 700,000 different DNA variations. So those are called SNPs, S-N-Ps. Within that, we, because it's quite a new field of research, we are at the moment only reporting on about 70 of those, mm-hmm. because that those are the only ones that are really robustly well-researched, understood what the role of those genes are relevant within the nutrition space, which is where our remit is, and have been shown to be able to be kind of made improved by changes to diets and lifestyle. So that's on the one hand, we use that as kind of the foundation layer. And then when we do one-to-one clinic, obviously we can sit and ask people a set of questions about, you know, what their lifestyle is like, what kind of diet they're following, how much sleep they're getting, how stressed they are, et cetera, any symptoms that they're struggling with. So what we've designed in the app and what we are currently testing is we've turned that into what we call a lifestyle consult. So when a person logs into the app and connects their DNA data, they then get taken through to answer the lifestyle consult. And that includes questions like gender, ethnicity, hours of sleep, any food that they know that they're intolerant towards, any diagnoses or family history of certain conditions, the amount of exercise, how much sunlight they're exposed to, even if they're doing a daily bowel movement. All these things that we would generally ask one-to-one in clinic setting, we now have put that into the app, and we've developed a smart algorithm that essentially combines both of those pieces of information about an individual. So looking at the genetic risk, but then also layering on what's happening in their diets and lifestyle. And that is where we start to produce the highly, highly, highly individualized advice and support. So this is where we can see that if they're following a certain type of diet, either that diet's not good for them, or that they should be considering supplementing with specific nutrients. That can be like B12, iron. So it, you know, it filters down. It's not only diets. We look at fitness. So we tell people, based on their genetics, the ideal type of fitness for them that they're going to get best results from, that they'll build good muscle from. We can see risk of certain types of injuries, like ligament, tendon injuries, Achilles heel, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We can look at immunity. So through COVID, we could see where people might have been slightly more susceptible and where perhaps they needed to increase specific immune supporting supplements, or getting more out into the sun. Obviously, vitamin D is very pivotal for increasing immunity. Hormones. So we focus in on, different female hormones, how they're made in the body, how they're used in the body, and how your body then gets rid of them. At any of those levels, there can be issues. And obviously that affects menstruating women, fertility, going into menopause. For men, I feel like men get a bit ignored here, but actually we look at prostate risk, testosterone, healthy aging. They're just the net is quite wide of what we can see and advise on, but obviously as qualified nutritional therapists, we try to keep it within the realm of nutrition.
Right, sounds amazing. Oh my god, I want to do it like now.
Nutrigenomics, isn't it? So nutrigenomics is literally nutrition for your genes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so beautiful in a simplicity sort of way. It's like we're just guiding you or suggesting to you the best way to eat for every single cell in your body. Yeah. You just can't get any more personalized than that, I think. And And it does work because we see it on the feedback that we get back. There was I think one guy, if I can share this story, it's Kate's story actually, so I'm hijacking one of Kate's stories. He was a bit overweight and he was training. He was doing HIIT training, you know, the short, sharp intervals. And his genetics came back that endurance would suit him better. So kind of, you know, long distance running, marathons, weight training, that kind of thing. So he swapped because his genetics pointed him in a different direction and the weight all fell off. And I think he came back to you, Kate, didn't he? Very happy that when he swapped his training regime to what his genetic report said, the weight fell off. He wasn't overweight anymore. I mean, how fab is that?
Sometimes it's as simple as that. Some cases are more complicated, but sometimes it really is just as simple as making one small lifestyle change or one small diet change or implementing, you know, one supplement blend that can really be quite life-changing for people.
Yeah. Well, I think I use the analogy quite a lot. If you're putting diesel into a petrol car, it isn't going to work so well. So it's about finding the right petrol for your petrol car or not putting the diesel in anymore to the car. So you're making sure that your car is as optimized as it can be to drive as brilliantly as you want it to drive, if that makes sense.
So true. So if you can explain it, what role genes play in our health journey? You already mentioned exactly the analysis that you just brought, very, very simple, but I think very on point. Because, you know, some people, if they don't see things, they won't believe it, or they won't question it, or they will doubt it. You know, there's a lot of skepticism when it comes to it.
Yeah, I think there's one side of things where some people really like to see results in black and white. Mm-hmm. And seeing on a report, you know, or on test results that they have a higher need for something really improves compliance. I've noticed that with a lot of clients that, you know, when they see that it's something they've been tested, it relates to them and they need to try something, it works a lot better than if I just say, you know, knowing your case, I think you'd benefit from X. But again, it goes back to the whole nature versus nurture in terms of what role our genes play in our health journey. They play a huge pivotal role. And as I say, it's really the foundational level of how your body is going to react and respond to things. But it's also extremely important for us to understand what a person is doing currently in their diet and lifestyle that could be having an impact on their health as well. So it's a two-pronged approach, and we've been very cognizant of that when developing the app, that it's those two sets of data that need to come together. And the app is designed that as life goes on and as people kind of resubmit that lifestyle questionnaire, so the advice will change. So it's not like you're just getting this one set of advice that you need to stick to for the rest of your life. It's actually that the advice in the app will continue to evolve as your life evolves.
I think a good analogy of that is that you might want to go back in and change your mini consult. You might have answered 2 months ago or 3 months ago, whatever it is, you might have mentioned that you're sleeping eight hours sleep a night, for example, and then suddenly your sleep changes and you might hit a different you know, part. So you might want to change some of the questions, how you answer some of the questions in the mini consult, because those things have changed, and then therefore the advice in that app would change regarding on which questions you've changed within your mini consult, like Kate says, that to give you your more personalized advice of where you are right now today.
We're considering starting to formulate some of our own supplements as well, just so that we know that if we're suggesting that people take specific supplements or nutrients or blends, that those are going to be the absolute best quality, right dosage that people can possibly take. Because that's one thing we do find in clinic. You know, people will say, oh, I tried taking such and such a supplement, it didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. And then when you ask them where they've got that from, you know, they've gone to a high street place and, you know, they're taking a poor quality, cheap and nasty supplement that's probably not even meeting the you know, more than the RDA. So that's why that's not working for them. And that's something that we've really seen at the end of a clinical consult. People often say, okay, you know, you've given me all this help and direction, but I really just need to know what to take now as well. And we don't subscribe to just recommending a whole bunch of supplements at all. We prefer for people to make the foundational diet and lifestyle changes first, but there are some cases where people just need an extra support. And in which case we'd really like to be able to point them in the right direction and make sure that they're being properly supported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also as well, you've got to think supplements aren't all equal. So not every vitamin D or B12 or everything is equal. So something like the high street brands, you know, that are currently on the high street, some of those are like the Primark of vitamins. If you can sort of understand that they're full of fillers and binders and heavy metals, whereas the more expensive vitamin supplements, you will get a better ingredients going in that might be more relatable to organic, and they might be more true foods, and that would be more bioavailable. You would absorb more of it than you would as a synthetic variant. And then when you're looking at binders and heavy metals, which aren't so great for your body, slightly toxic to the body, they're not really great things to be putting in. So again, it's not an art, is it, choosing supplements, but you do need to read the labels and you do need to read the fillers and the binders to understand what is also in that supplement.
Mm-hmm. I think it does take a level of professional knowledge, yeah, you know, that people don't have, which is why it's something that we decided we might try to provide as well.
Yeah.
And speaking about mental health in relation to, you know, DNA and the plan, and how does it affect our mental health, knowing our DNA or not knowing? Do you see any relationship in between those two?
Definitely. We include mental health in our overall picture of health, right? You can't be physically healthy if you're not mentally healthy. We look at that as a holistic, you know, that people are holistic. And even just getting the right nutrition and lifestyle basics will already go a long way to improving people's mental health, even just mental clarity and energy levels. Even getting people just to be sleeping better is going to help with mental health as well. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that we can look at genetically, looking at the way that people make and use and break down specific neurotransmitters. So the brain chemicals that essentially, you know, make us either feel good or bad or depressed or wired. So there is definitely a genetic factor there. But once you're getting your body into balance in other places, you'll find that that also has a knock-on effect mentally, I think. So it's not one of our specific focuses. I think it's almost a knock-on effect of getting your health right in general.
Go on, Kate.
I was listening to a podcast the other day. As Vicky says, I'm a bit of a nerd, so I like all these things, but talking about how our thoughts actually have the power to influence the way that our genes behave. So we know that our food and environment does that, but it's now starting to be understood that even your thoughts have the power to do that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I tell my DNA daily, I am well, I am well, I am well. And I can be a bit woo-woo. And I do tell all my genes, I am well, I am well, and that they are healthy. I believe in that. I really do.
Fantastic, ladies. I think we've covered a lot of important information, actually, for people out there to look into. Thank you again. I wish you a lovely day in UK. We have beautiful weather today, so I'm very glad. And yeah, I hope to really speak to you soon, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks, Natalia.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for our workout team. But before we do it, here are some valuable information from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're coming to the end of our long Jubilee weekend. What a good time to rest, relax, restart, get that fresh new energy. If you didn't have opportunity to really take the time out, I really, really encourage you to still try to spend a few hours during this beautiful Sunday and just analyze what can you do better for next week in order for you to relax, feel more refreshed, and find that way, the time to restart, to just take a breather, stop for a second, and separate one week from another. I must be very honest with you, I do struggle with this. This is a very difficult task for me to do. So I try to force myself, literally force myself, when I finish Saturday work, Saturday evening and Sunday, try to relax, take time out. Sometimes I feel like my brain is racing 100 million miles an hour. And if I won't stop, I don't feel break between one week and another. And that creates a lot of distress to my body. It creates a lot of unnecessary burnouts that don't have to really happen. So I really encourage you to try to think about how should I plan my week ahead in order to find a space for much needed rest and relax. Trust me, it's as important as workout. And I wouldn't believe until the moment when I really, really felt overloaded and that I'm coming to my burnout. I thought, you know, little amount of hours of rest is enough. Just keep going, keep pushing. All those crazy ideas, which might work for one, but they didn't work for me. And I felt like, okay, I'm reaching the end. And I'm actually feeling like nothing makes any more sense. And so I started to analyze and completely reverse the whole process of my workouts, my rest time. And now I must say I really, really appreciate my time out, my rest time. I respect it and I try to make sure that others respect that too. But in order to do it, I really needed that internal dialogue with myself. How and what to do to achieve that. And don't take me wrong, I'm still working progress. I'm not perfect. And sometimes I tend to overwork and do too much and run too crazy too fast. But then when I come back home from the whole day of work, I try to just switch off my laptop. Don't take my phone in my hands, just align a bed and relax. And every evening, I try to make that adjustment. And when it comes to weekends, I really, really, really try to take some walks, be outdoor a little bit more, take that Sunday out, which I tend to kind of work on Sundays, which is not ideal, but I'm really, really forcing myself to just be kind to Natalia. So I encourage you, be kind to yourself. It will pay off, but in the longer run. You need to give yourself a time to adjust and let your body just lead you to that right place. So thank you so much for being with me. Those are my fitness tips for you for this week. If you want some short workouts, you can always visit my Instagram, fitnesswithnk. I always post at least one or two workouts per week. You can try them. If you don't understand them, you can always contact me. And make sure you visit my website where you have way, way more information. See you, team, next time. DNA testing helps you achieve your wellness goals. It helps you become the best possible version of yourself. It gives you smarter, easier, and more effective solution to health and fitness, entirely unique to your DNA profile. Whether you want to turn back to the clock on aging or add life to your years, understanding your DNA will give the information that you need to make it happen. It helps you to live better, train smarter, understand everything your genes can tell you about your health, athleticism, health risk, diet, and nutrition, and more. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, as well as my tips for your workouts. Share with me your thoughts. Let me know what you think. Comment. Talk to me. DM me. Send me a message. Anything just to help you. I'm here for you. If you have any questions, again, and if you would like to just talk about any particular subject, you know where to find me, contact me. Follow me on Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message. And make sure you go and visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com, for more information, free workouts, personalized PT plans, and more, merchandise, fun classes, a lot of information about your health and fitness. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you, and I will see you next time.